mouse pad now.
You saw these shirts, Earl, didn't you?
Oh, God, it's so...
It's a colonoscopy shot of a rectum. Yeah. It's a huge colon on a T-shirt, and people are buying them. I had to sign this guy's colon. Come on, Gelman. I'm signing colon, Gelman. Give me a break here. Hey, you guys have a good new year. Get your ass in here.
You got it. All
right, man.
Love and kisses. Take care.
Later.
Bye-bye.
We'll play some tunes or something, Earl?
Yeah, we're going to play some Skinner by request.
I know. A guy called in. He's like, man, play Simple Man. Want to hear some Skinner, man? Why not?
It's Leonard Skinner on 1027 WNW. 212-757-1027. Keep the request coming. And you going to stick around?
Sure.
Cool. Here's some Skinner.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it sounds like you're getting some tonight, Joey.
Most definitely, bro.
She sounds easy.
She sounds drunk. Malika, my friend.
Drunk equals easy. I think there's people getting laid by the boatload tonight.
Oh, my God. You ain't kidding,
I think
bro.
Katie Couric's drunk enough to get laid tonight. I might have to do it.
I got her in the trunk. We got her a threesome tonight.
Did you see her on TV? It was hysterical. I have never seen Katie Couric.
Marcus looking pretty good. I don't know.
Like, I'm not going to say she was drunk because I don't know.
But she was playing
But I've seen drunk people in my life. And looking at her on TV, and I've seen her before. I've seen her on her show. She looked snotted. She's thanking people she don't even know. She's thanking people on other networks. Oh, who the hell is she? She seemed drunk. But, Joey, it sounds like you got a what they call free meat
free
over
meat.
There. Yeah, drunk off her ass.
That was in the bread line on Russia.
Go for it. Unfortunately, Joey also sounds like he probably can't get it up.
No way, bro. Are you kidding me?
Hey, so much champagne. All right, man. Happy New
Year.
Happy
New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. There she is.
Joey getting some tonight, baby. Oh, yeah.
Her pants will be coming down like that big crystal ball.
Oh, jeez. Ring the bell.
Why? Come on. Wasn't bad.
Oh my! The only person I saw drunk on the air was Kurt Loder.
Yeah, really?
Video Music Awards 1 year, he was plastered.
Oh, I thought you meant tonight.
No.
MTV was so lame tonight. Oh God, they had that chick. What was her name?
Was it Mandy
that
Moore?
Chick singer there with the leopard stripe. What?
Oh, Christine Aguilera.
Aguilera.
I was like, what's up with the hair?
Yeah, she had some zebra stripe hair.
She had little black streaks in her hair. She's blonde and had these little, it looked like,
and she's dancing around, it looked like lip syncing and everything, and all these little teeny boppers cheering her and everything. It's like take your pants off and shut up. pull those down. Well, she's got them down there. She's wearing these hip huggers on MTV and she's showing her belly and she's gyrating and thrusting her pelvis. Well, what do you mean? Pull your pants down.
No, we were talking about this week, this past week, about we want to start a poll, like which team.
Polling your pants there? Star.
Which of the teenage stars is going to go naked first?
Yeah.
And my money's on Britney Spears.
Britney? I don't know.
And everyone else at Christina Aguilera is going to be first one to go whore.
I see both of them like Tiffany. Just gone. Couple of tunes, gone. But the MTV thing was lame. A lot of the network coverage was lame. I didn't see who used to do Channel 7?
Dick Clark.
ABC. Where was Dick Clark? Was he on?
No, they had Peter Jennings this year.
Yeah. They did it like a real news story this year. It was like the whole Millennium thing. They kept checking in on Washington to see if there were terrorists. And then they had this woman from the FAA or something flying around the country to make sure there wasn't any Y2K problems. I was like, it would have been a good goof if she would have... we're here, everything's fine. Oh, my God, we're going down. But everything was fine. There Y2K
I heard
problems.
The best explanation about why Y2K was such a big much ado about nothing. Apparently, all the grids are on UK time.
Oh, Greenwich Mean Time.
Yes,
Earl.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Yes.
So if it would have happened, it would have happened 5 hours ago.
Yeah, like 7 o'clock or something, they said.
So it was kind of a big...
It was a big... Everyone was hoping something would happen. I was hoping. I want anarchy.
You wanted blood and carnage?
Well, right before midnight, when I saw the helicopters, like, circling Times Square, crowds of people, just, you couldn't imagine looking down on the crowds of people. It was amazing. Huge.
Just one of the open fire?
Anarchy! I wanted a scene out of the game Half-Life. I wanted people with chain guns. I wanted the copters, just all of a sudden, the navigation equipment failed, the gyros failed, they spun out of control into the crowd. That's what I wanted. Some excitement. What did we get? What did we get? Tom Brokaw going, well, there it is. Easy. Unbelievable. And a drunk Katie Couric. Thank you. And a drunk Katie Couric, which was kind of worth the price of admission. Oh, she's got to get laid. She does. She lost her hubby a couple of years ago, man.
Anthony.
You a cop, man?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're still up here.
You know something? Let me say this, and I'm not kidding. You guys did a great job tonight. I came into Manhattan, and I had to get to a hotel, and you guys had the streets closed off. But I said where I was going, and I got a police escort. I didn't say who I was or anything like that. Would make a difference. He'd probably arrest me. But I got a little police escort to the hotel, making sure that I had reservations there. You guys were keeping things in control, but you weren't being bad about it. And a lot of people thought there was going to be some problems with the cops, but it was amazing.
Yeah, we try to do the right thing, but, you know Rudy's going to take...
Yeah, he'll take full credit for it. I'll say the cops did a bang-up job tonight, man, did a great job.
Well, we got to say, let Lord Comover tell us to let the troops go home and tell all these foreigners to go home. Nobody's fucking
Jesus
York.
Well, people come into Times Square for New Year's from all over. You know how that is.
There's still a lot of people there?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Really?
And then
how are you getting them out of here?
Nobody's from New York, though.
No, they're all tourists. No one from New York goes to Times Square on New Year's Eve. You got to be a mad person. You got to be crazy.
Well, Anthony, you win.
I watched it out of a window from this building.
Oh, okay.
We crashed a party on the 35th floor of this building. Earl, I swear to God, we don't have a view from the 10th floor of the building we're at, because there's buildings in the way. So we went up in the elevator, went to the top floor. I was looking for maybe a cubicle that was under construction so I could look out a window. Nothing. Reached the 35th floor, I saw a poster, said, Party 2000. That's for me. We're going to a party.
You just strolled in?
I strolled in. Some guy comes walking to me. I'm like, hey, Happy New Year. What are you doing? Oh, from the 10th floor. Oh, well, I guess a lot of his guests were having a problem getting through the police barricades. I was, oh, you're more than welcome to stay. I go, fine. So, me, Earl, and my new Chippy over here, we figured we'd hang out and watch New Year's Eve from the 35th floor of this fine building. Had a great time, though. But you cops did a bang-up job. Gotta say, very courteous, very cordial, respectful, and I didn't see any problems.
You only hit the blacks once.
Well, you know, I didn't see any blacks. I think the cops kept the blacks out of Times Square, Earl. I'm outraged.
Just do us a favor, and tell all these people just go home already so we can go home and get some sleep.
Let everybody go home. I'm sure they all have Walkmans on their head tuned to this very station at 4:30 in the morning.
Take care, man.
Take care.
Patty. Oh, Patty? Hey, Patty.
Hey, how are you? Happy New Year.
What are you doing up at this hour?
I'm going to work in Pennsylvania. I'm the opening manager in the store I work in New Jersey. So I got to be there. I mean, not New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh, my God. What are you? Patty.
I got to be on a New Jersey transit, a two-separate train.
Patty.
Yes?
Are you on some kind of speed?
Maybe no.
Crystal meth? You're talking a lot faster.
It's called lack of sleep.
Lack of sleep. What are you doing up at this hour? My God.
Because it takes about 6 hours to get to Pennsylvania, where I have to get to. But I'm there over the weekend.
I'm very sorry to say Opie isn't here tonight.
Oh, I know. I know.
And yet
I'm very surprised you are.
Yet you called?
Yeah, to say Happy New Year on my way into work. Oh, very funny, Anthony. You are always the comedian.
Is there a message maybe you want me to give
tell him and Sandy I send him the best and happy New Year to them too.
Oh, and Sandy.
Yeah.
Who I will soon put a knife through. Like the maniac that stabbed George Harrison.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not me. Patty?
What?
Patty?
Yes?
What, do you got call waiting?
No, I'm on a pay phone. I'll feed another quarter.
Oh.
There we go. Okay.
God.
Is that the train?
What did you do? No, you're not getting trained, believe me. That was David Letterman's stalker. In real life.
Uh-huh.
What did you do on New Year's Eve?
I think
everyone wants to know what Patty did.
Well, I went to my friend's house.
Your friend?
Carol Jean's family.
I hung out
with them.
George Glass.
Yeah, we all rang in the new year. The kids went out with the pots and pans and all that stuff.
Oh, the pots and pans and we questioned some people.
Well, that's what you do with six-year-olds.
And
then we all, party for about an hour, but I had to leave at 1 to go home and sleep for, 90 minutes to get
security.
Up from here.
Security, 10th floor security.
Oh, stop.
Oh, come on. Well, Patty, you have yourself a great new year.
Thank you.
And what will the new millennium bring you? Maybe new high-powered rifles?
I'm the most nonviolent person I know. I don't even approve of guns as toys, because they're not.
They're not toys. They're for serious things like shooting open.
I would never do that.
I love him too much. And if I can't have him, no one will.
Oh, no, I'm not that's not me. that's only in the movies.
I'm amazed you're still awake, Patty.
I am. I'll be sleeping on the New Jersey Transit because I get off at the last stop, so I don't have to worry about missing my stop.
All right, the men in the white coats take you right off the train.
Oh, you're funny.
All right, dear.
Well, you have a great holiday, and I hope you get everything you want for the new year.
Oh, I already have it, Patty. It's a call from you.
Aw. Yeah, but I mean things like I hope you get your syndication deeply, and I hope you get your CD release.
That's good. And with that, I also hope I see Santa and the Easter Bunny. Because that'll be happening, too.
Oh. Well, you never know what could happen.
All right, Patricia.
Let me get going. I got to get to the PATH train now.
That's
you have
right.
a great day.
Hey, Patty, fries are up.
What?
Kidding. Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.